If you don't value your time, you'll never value the customers. Hi, this is Dave Brock, Partners in Excellence. Now, all of us really want to be sensitive to our customers' time and to use that time well. But the real trick about being sensitive to customers' time is to be sensitive to our own time and value our own time. You know, there's not a lot that we as sales professionals control. Our companies set our quotas, they define our territories, they give us sales and marketing programs and help define our priorities. We can't control the products, we can't control product quality, pricing, or even very much of the customer experience. Probably about the only thing that's virtually in our control is how we use our time. Yet too often I see too many sales professionals wasting time. No, I don't mean that kind of stuff, you know, hanging out with our colleagues or buddies, sharing war stories, you know, and even though we do a lot of that and it's a terrible waste, it's really what I'm speaking about is how we structure our days, our weeks, our years to really achieve our goals and objectives. It's really about how disciplined, focused, and purposeful we are kind of each hour, each day, every week. We have a lot of mistaken concepts about how we use time. You know, working harder, working longer hours aren't the answers. You know, we're all overworked. We all have too many things on our plates. If we're using our time poorly, working harder and longer just means that we raise a sweat kind of wasting more time. It ends up being meaningless, but we spend more time doing it. So I'd like to give you a few thoughts about how we might be spending our time much more effectively. The first one is being purposeful. What is it that we're trying to achieve? Quote is part of it, but each of us has, or we should have, our own personal goals. What we do in our jobs is part of it, but we have to have some kind of broader meaning to how we spend our time. What is it that we're trying to achieve? Is it to earn a certain amount of money? Is it the satisfaction of accomplishment or winning deals? Is it moving our careers forward? Is it developing ourselves as professionals or members of the community or learning more or whatever? You know, whatever it is that we're trying to achieve, and how does what you're doing right now contribute to what you're trying to do, both in the short and the long term? If what we're doing doesn't contribute to our own personal goal attainment, then we're wasting our time. The second thing, and it's probably not a surprise, but it's knowing our priorities. Yeah, we all keep to-do lists, but as an example, how many of us have a to-don't list? How many of us look at the things that we're doing and consciously decide not to do some things? You know, the to-do lists seem to be endless. You know, we tend to roll over everything that we didn't complete yesterday into today's to list, and they get longer and longer, and pretty soon we start ignoring them. Or we have other kinds of prioritization techniques. You know, and they end up all being top priorities. They all end up being A priorities or must-dos. The opposite side of this is those of us who don't have priorities. We let others set them for us, reacting to the next thing that comes up rather than doing what's important. So don't stop at just simple prioritization, but be vicious in the way you look at it. Focus very, very hard on not just rolling over to-dos, not just keeping everything as a top priority, or not being aimless and not having any priority. You know, this is your time. Be very vicious about how you prioritize and how you're going to spend the time. Third thing is avoiding avoidance. You know, there's so many things that we hate to do as part of our lives and not just our jobs. You know, it may be things like the reporting that we're required to do as sales professionals or updating CRM. It may be things we hate doing like prospecting, or it may be generating proposals. You know, each of us has kind of different things that kind of tweak us. that we really avoid doing. You know, we spend so much time in avoiding these things that it actually ends up taking more time than the task would have taken to do it in the first place. You know, and what we do is we carry this kind of burden in the back of our minds of these things that we know we have to be doing, but we don't. And that ends up occupying us and ends up really reducing our productivity and reducing the way how effectively we use our time. You know, man up, just do it. You know, and then when you have those tasks that you don't like doing, celebrate the completion. The next thing, diversions and excuses. This is kind of related to the avoidance kind of issues, but often we kind of create these diversions to help us avoid the things that need to be done. You know, we may know that we have to be doing some reporting or updating the CRM system, but we use email as a diversion to keep us from doing those activities, or we find something else to occupy our time, but which isn't really allowing us to achieve our goals and achieve our objectives. Sure, some of those activities are important, but when they become the excuses we use to avoid doing the things that we should be doing, we're wasting our time. One of the huge, huge areas of time wasting is multitasking. I think this is probably, multitasking I think is the single greatest productivity myth that's ever been foisted on us, and it's one of the biggest time drains that I've ever seen. We all know that multitasking is a waste of time, that we aren't as productive or as effective as we are when we just focus on a single task, but somehow we can't refrain from it. You know, somehow I tend to think of multitasking as kind of a form of conceit. It's kind of thinking like we're so important or our time is so valuable that we have to do multiple things at a time. You know, and we disrespect and waste the time of those people working with us. You know, several years ago, I spent the day with one of the top executives of a 10 billion plus company. And we were on the road visiting officers and visiting, the offices and visiting customers. And what really impressed me about this executive was he only checked his email and he only checked things on his BlackBerry 3 times during the entire day that we traveled together. He scheduled kind of 15-minute private periods mid-morning, around lunchtime, and later in the afternoon so he could catch up on things on his BlackBerry. But during the rest of the day, he never pulled it out. He was always 100% present, whether it was talking to some of the salespeople or some of the operations people in the offices we were visiting, whether it was talking to a customer or whatever. He devoted 100% of his attention to the people he was meeting with and didn't let anything divert him from it. You know, and at the end of the day, I asked him about it, and he said, there's never anything so important that it demands my immediate attention. Everything can wait a few hours, and often it's better if I just let those things simmer. You know, so when I'm out with my people, I want to focus 100% on them, learning what they need and helping them be more effective in their jobs. So when you're in your next meeting, kind of look around the table or look around the room. You know, kind of look at those people with hands below the table and their eyes diverted downwards. We know what that is. You know, they're doing something with their BlackBerry or their iPhone or whatever it is. You know, they're wasting your time and they're wasting theirs. You know, if you see people doing it or, doing email in the middle of the meeting or whatever form of it is, you know, ask them to invite them to leave the meeting, because clearly what they're doing, either on their computers, on their iPhones, on their BlackBerries, is more important than being in the meeting. And you're going to accomplish much more and they're going to accomplish much more just by getting out of that meeting. There's another area that is is somewhat related to multitasking, and it's what I call presenteeism. Multitasking causes us not to really be present, not to be engaged in what we're doing now. There are other things that cause us not to be present. You know, being worried or distracted by other things or having other priorities, you know, it's those things that are on your mind. Not doing things that we should be doing right now. Presenteeism is an enormous problem. There are actual studies that indicate that it impacts U.S. productivity by billions of dollars every year. If you aren't present, you know, if somehow you're distracted, you're thinking about something else, you're not focusing 100% of your attention on the person or people you're dealing with at the moment, you're wasting your time and you're wasting their time. You know, just take the time to focus on where you are right now and put everything else on your mind. One of the final areas I think that is important, really looking at how we use our time most effectively, is having some planning and thinking time. We seem to be really oriented around taking action. We seem to be oriented around being constantly busy. It seems to be somewhat of an almost macho kind of thing to look at our calendars or our agendas and see how much is on them, how many meetings we have, how many phone calls we have, how busy we are. You know, and we just don't take the time to plan and think ahead and think about what we're doing. You know, one of the things that I'm always amazed about is we always seem to have the time to do something over, but we never seem to have the time to do things right in the first place. We never seem to have the time to sit, think, plan, and say, how am I going to execute this call to achieve my objectives? How am I going to drive this sales strategy to maximize my ability to win, to compress the sales cycle, and so on and so forth? You know, we don't take the time to plan and think about these things, but when those things don't come out the way we want, we have plenty of time to do them over again. You know, it's impossible for us to use our time well if we don't take the time to plan and think. You know, and if we don't take the time to plan and think, then we aren't in control. We aren't purposeful. We don't have any sense of priorities because we haven't done that planning and thinking. You know, in the absence of planning and thinking, we let others drive our priorities. We let others control our time and waste our time. And if you think so little of your own value and of your own time, then let others do it for you. But if you're a professional, you're going to take control of your time, you're going to manage it, and you're going to take the time to plan and think. You know, in wrapping this up, you know, you have to value your time. It's what you as a sales professional owns. You know, in my own business, everyone in our company is on 100% commission. So it causes each of us to think about how we manage our own time very, very carefully. In fact, we're very vicious about managing our time. We don't want to do anything that's wasted because that's really costing us money. You know, but you don't have to be on 100% commission to value your time. You do have to know what your time is worth. So sometimes it's useful to say, set a dollar value to your time. Is your time worth $250 an hour? Is it worth $1,000 an hour? What is it? You know, so start monitoring it and start, you know, looking at that value of your time and see, you know, from a financial point of view, how much time are you wasting? How much money are you wasting? Again, until you value your time, it's really going to be impossible for you to value the time of anybody else you deal with, whether it's your customer, whether it's your peers, whether it's your management. Until you value your time, you're not going to respect theirs. Thanks a lot. I hope these tips helped you. This is Dave Brock. I'm president of Partners in Excellence.